97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the rollout of the over-the-air ACC network. Our guest, Lauren George, coordinating producer of the ACC network based here at Carolina and a UNC grad. We're having this conversation on the day that the network launches. I was in a meeting, Lauren, more than a year ago involving ACC officials, ESPN officials, and the point was made very strongly. Distribution is priority number one, number two, and number three. And I think it might have even gone down to four and five, but distribution. So where do we stand with distribution here the day that it launches?
We're getting there. Not everybody's going to be able to see it, unfortunately, but most of the North Carolina footprint is going to be able to see the launch tonight at 7 when it happens. So we're trying to get everybody on board. Tweet your cable providers if they don't have it yet. But we're getting there, and we're pushing to get more and more and more.
Well, I called Dish just the other day and said, look, you know, I expect to be able to see the ACC network. So I've done my part.
Thank you.
Spectrum, that was a big deal.
Yes, that was a big one. That was the biggest one in North Carolina. From what I understand, the biggest provider in the state. So having them on board is big for us and big for everybody that's a Carolina fan.
So if distribution is number one through five, I think there's maybe a 1A and a 2A and a 3A. Distribution's right up there, but content.
Yeah.
You know, it just because you build it, they will come. No, there has to be something there for them to come to.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of live productions for us especially, which is really exciting. So we're going to be doing a lot of games. We're going to be sending them a lot of features and other content that we produce. And if it lives up to their standards, they'll put it on the air and be doing a lot of stuff with the different schools all across, you know, the ACC. So we're really excited about that. And then also, you know, getting our students involved, too, and everything behind the scenes, on the air, getting them a lot of production experience so that when they graduate, they're able to get jobs at ESPN and all the other different entities that do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, several writers have mentioned that the lower-level production is going to fall to students, not just here at Carolina, but at a bunch of other places. So that's one of the big draws, I think, of the network, is that students who are interested in that kind of work can start doing that kind of work as sophomores, juniors, maybe even first years.
Yeah, freshmen too. We like to get freshmen into our program so that they can learn everything their first year and then really get involved and be, you know, on top of everything by their senior year. So, you know, we have students from all different schools, all different majors, all different ages who come in and we teach them everything they need to know. And when the linear crews, the over-the-air TV station crews come in and do games with us, they'll be working with people that are actual ESPN employees and can help recommend them for jobs in the future. So it's a really great time to be a student here at Carolina who's interested in this type of stuff.
So let me take a moment to make a shameless pitch. And that is, you know, students who are listening to this radio interview, if you've taken the class Sports Extra, that is a leg up because
yes,
you'll start to learn some of these things and then move right on in to Go Heels and the ACC network. So come take my class. The third prong of that, distribution, content, finances. ESPN doesn't get into something out of the goodness of its heart. No big company does. This is expected to make money, maybe not right away, but eventually. So making money is part of the deal.
Yeah, it's a big financial boon for us. We get a brand new production facility that we open today, basically, with our soccer game this evening. We just moved in last week, so we're still getting settled in there. It's a really awesome production facility. We have three control rooms, it's an awesome studio with a desk, green screen, photo space, everything over there. It's also great for the university because it brings in money for all of the athletic department. And it brings a lot of notoriety and a lot of people to campus that maybe haven't seen Chapel Hill, but come here and they see it, and then they can talk about it over the air on a, you know, TV station that hopefully fans and everybody are watching. So it's really great.
Having seen your facility recently, kind of reminds me of the Death Star. You know, it doesn't look like it's ready, but they assure us that it's a fully operational Death Star. So you guys are fully operational, although maybe not every piece is in place. It will eventually be in place.
Yeah, we're still bringing some things online. Tonight is kind of a soft open, if you will, with our soccer game. We have one of our control rooms will be fully functional. The other one is almost there. And then the smaller one, for more of the in-venue type of stuff, is still coming along. We had a bit of a issue with water, so that pushed a couple of things back a little while ago. So we're getting there, and we're really excited, and we can't wait to see the great content that we can produce tonight.
And then a year to a year and a half from now, there will be a fourth studio up on Central Campus.
Yes.
Because we're doing this interview in the Media and Journalism School, and we will have a new studio tied in with you guys. So it will be a lot of opportunity for a lot of students.
Yeah. It's really exciting time. I know I said that already, but I wish we had this stuff when I was in school. We had a great program here with, you know, Carolina Week and the studio and all that kind of stuff. But this is just taking it to another level, to like a professional ESPN quality broadcast, where it's very different than your kind of studio shows. This is live production and sports production, which I didn't get a lot of experience with when I was in school. So it's great to have both of those types of things within the school and the athletic department.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking about the rollout of the over-the-air ACC network, and we're talking with coordinating producer of the network, Lauren George. So, Lauren, for the uninitiated, what's the difference? Why are we making the distinction, the over-the-air network?
So we have a couple of different tiers of content that's going to be available for fans. So over-the-air is what you'll see on your TV provided through your cable provider, who hopefully has signed up for ACC Network already.
Or Dish or DirecTV.
Yeah, any of your cable providers. So that's what you'll see on your TV if you're sitting at home scrolling through the channels. We also have what's called a digital tier, which you'll just be able to watch through the app. So if you're wanting to see a Carolina soccer game and it's not on TV, it's going to be on your app so that you can watch it that way. And that's the great place for all of us on campus to get involved, especially students and other folks who are interested in TV broadcasts, because that's more our area of expertise and we can do all that kind of stuff. And then the over-the-air is where ESPN, the company, gets involved a little bit more.
All right. So for a fan who wants to watch Carolina soccer tonight, or wants to watch Georgia Tech versus Clemson football a week from today, provider, in my case, Dish TV, does not have it yet. I'm not out of the wood. I'm not out of luck, right? Because I have the digital.
Your cable provider
YouTube
has
TV and what have you?
If you are a subscriber on YouTube TV, you can see it. Your cable provider has to have ACC Network for you to be able to see any tier of the network. So that's a big difference from last year when our digital stuff was available to every ESPN subscriber. Now, if you're an ESPN subscriber but you don't have ACC Network, you will not be able to see the digital tier of games either. So it's very important that if your provider doesn't have it yet, that you call them and ask them to get it.
If you don't have it, demand it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're entering, number one, Lauren, you seem very calm right now. I would think you'd be pulling your hair out.
Sometimes, yeah. We have a really talented group of people who is working. They've been working very, very hard to get everything up and running, putting in a lot of nights and weekends and a lot of time over the last couple weeks to get everything ready. So we're excited. We think we're ready, and we'll find out tonight how everything's working. So we're excited.
All right. So there are a couple of big articles about the rollout of the network in the News and Observer recently, and I want to mention a couple of things that were said there. Number one, you're entering the universe where ACC network or SEC network dominates because of, I think, the strength of football. And then by comparison, according to one of the writers, you have the Pac-12 network that doesn't have ESPN or Fox or what have you as a partner. And quoting here, shouts into the late night void. So I'm sure you don't want to fall on that end of things.
Definitely not.
But day one, you're not going to be SEC network level either. So what do you see as the path of progression?
Well, SEC network wasn't the SEC network on day one either. So, you know, it took them some time to grow into that area. So we're hoping that we can, you know, learn from what the SEC network did and kind of start from a better position than where they started and continue to grow. We have a lot more sports in the ACC, and we have a lot of teams that win championships in a lot of those sports. And obviously college basketball is our equivalent of the SEC football. So basketball season, I think, is going to be a really big time for us too. But the ACC has just as many rabid fans as the SEC. So we're really hoping that they'll tune in and watch just as much.
Yeah, for the SEC, it's obvious that football is the driver. To a lesser degree, but not an enormous difference, ACC football has really improved. You have Clemson, the national champion, mm-hmm. and other schools that are doing well. But basketball is going to be the driver. So in that sense, is basketball season now 12 months long?
That's a great question. We'll find out. It's always been, you know, 12 months long for me. I'm a Carolina fan, went here, love it. So I think a lot of ACC fans feel the same way. And I know the network is putting a large emphasis on basketball as being our sport. So I'm assuming it's going to be a big portion of the year.
I would think that a weekly recruiting update for basketball would draw viewers because, again, you have people that are checking their phones and checking their computers. Hey, what did this four-star decide to do? So you have the strength of basketball to offset SEC's strength of football. What else is there? Because there's also, at least at this university, really, really good Olympic sports.
Yeah, we have, you know, the field hockey team won the national championship last year. Our lacrosse teams are, you know, in the Final Four all the time. We have a lot of teams at Carolina and then across the ACC as well who are really good at a lot of sports. So that's going to draw a lot of attention when we have a top 10 matchup in a sport every night of the week almost. So, you know, that top 10 matchup is going to draw people like, oh, it's number 2 versus number 4. I might as well check it out. I don't know much about field hockey, but both teams are really good. I'm going to tune in and see what's going on. So I think that's going to be a big help for a lot of people to get to know the new sports and to also get to know the network.
All right, so the iconic Dean Smith mm-hmm. once said, this is not a basketball school. It's a women's soccer school. many of those former players were on the national team that won the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of ties, I can see the network trying to make those kinds of ties and sell that, if you will.
Yeah, they've reached out to a lot of alumni from Carolina and a lot of other schools, and we have as well to try and help, you know, get the word out about ACC Network and coming back and watching the games and selling how good the programs are and, you know, that you can now watch them whenever you want to on your phone or on the TV or wherever you kind of consume all your content. So having such great teams and great athletes and such well-known athletes who have gone on to do such great things helps a lot.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to our discussion about the rollout of the over-the-air ACC network with Lauren George, coordinating producer of that network. We were talking about past athletes and ties to their college days, their pro days, etc. I would assume that it has occurred to someone that a promo involving Michael Jordan and Mia Hamm might be a successful way to get people to tune in to the ACC network.
I would think so. I mean, who are those folks? No, just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know what their plans are. I know I'm sure they've reached out to all of those folks and have tried to get them. I'm not sure, honestly, how their ties are with them or how busy they are these days. I'm sure they're very busy.
I think it would be fruitful. Going back to the articles in the News and Observer, One of the points made, and I think it's a valid point, and I'm quoting here, the ACC will no longer be doing what's best for its schools or its athletes. It will do whatever is best for the network. I think that's kind of dramatic, maybe melodramatic.
Yeah.
But you have to acknowledge that if you have a financial partner, that financial partner is going to have some influence over everything. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. It gives our athletes more exposure. So even if they're not going on to play professionally once they graduate, they have a lot of name recognition, and that can help them do other things if they want to get into the broadcasting industry, or you know, people have seen them competing for Carolina, and that really helps, I think, sell them after graduation and ties them to the school very closely. It also helps sell the teams and the programs and continue to bring in more money so that they can get better facilities and they can get better people surrounding their athletes and better academic help and better help just kind of all across campus so that, you know, athletes are being developed better and they're ready for life after graduation, whatever that may hold. So I think that's a big part of it. And it's not just athletes, it's all students who are interested in this field and watching the games as well.
And another point that was made was the income gap, if you will. Big Ten Network, SEC Network really helped those two leagues in terms of the money they're able to bring in. So if you want to compete against the best, you're going to have facilities that are like those who are in those leagues. And in that sense, maybe ACC is a bit behind, but this is seen as the way to get on a level playing field with those other conferences.
Yeah, for sure. You know, bringing in more money obviously helps you do more things and get more cool stuff that's going to recruit better athletes and maintain better athletes once they're here. But, you know, it's not just having the cool stuff. It's using it in the right way and being able to hire those people that help you use it the right way. Like, for instance, the turf out on the new fields for football, the indoor and the outdoor, getting the best stuff on that and bringing in the best people and how to maintain it and how to do that kind of stuff. That's what we're doing across the athletic department and I think doing across our network as well.
And I'll go on record as saying that I hope UNC does not go down the path of building a lazy river or some of these things that we've heard about, but there is still the need to be competitive. Let's go back to the football versus basketball comparison, if mm-hmm. you will. So SEC football is huge. ACC basketball is huge. You have twice as many games, twice as many men's basketball games, maybe three times as many, depending on how deep you get into the tournament, mm-hmm. three times as many games for men's basketball as you have for football. That has to be an advantage, if you will.
I would think so. And we're playing basketball all nights of the week. You know, it's not just on Saturdays. So people can watch two great teams play each other on a Monday, Tuesday, you know, not Friday, but usually, but most nights of the week, which can really help drive ratings and bring in a lot of revenue for the ACC, the network, and the schools.
All right. So what's your biggest hope in the first year as the coordinating producer? This would be a home run or a grand slam if this were to happen in the first year.
That's a great question. We've been planning so much for it that I haven't really looked past the planning to the end of the year
goal.
Yeah,
let's get through today, right?
Yeah. I think just having a successful network that people want to watch and that's putting out a lot of really great content is a great starting point for that first year. And then we can continue to grow, see what works, what doesn't. And I think being able to take risks and try new things, and if something doesn't work, just say, hey, we tried it, it didn't work, and move on. I think experimentation in that first year is going to be the big thing for us.
450 events, that's a lot in a year.
Yes.
Are you up for that? Is the rest of the team up for that?
We think so. We've been doing a lot of events for the last couple of years. It's just now taking it to that next level and doing it, you know, bigger and better every day, which is a challenge, but an exciting and fun challenge.
And in 15 seconds, you're recruiting more and more talent to help you do that.
Yes, we are. We're recruiting talent for on-air. We're recruiting students to be our talent behind the scenes, and just kind of everywhere we need people.
And that is everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Lauren George. Thanks also to engineer Michael Coe. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.